Welcome to Cancel 38. I am Macy.
And I'm Claire.
And it's going to be a tough one. We have something we need to share with you guys. This has been really hard.
Weighing really heavy on our hearts today.
I know.
I can't believe today's the day.
This is so hard.
Do you want to say it or should I?
You do it.
Macy and I are coming out today as Republicans. As Republicans.
The ops are gonna like edit that out and like
please.
Anyways, okay, yeah, so we're being so unserious now. But yeah, so I guess we're just today we're talking about kind of what it's like to be a young conservative now these days. Because, you know, we started with this joke because I feel like, you know, like I just think these days it's much, especially like where we're at, it's much more common to be, you know, a flaming whack job liberal, as my dad says. So I feel like we both have experiences in like feeling like we have to hide our opinions, which obviously, I mean, there comes, you know, a point in society where you don't want to like shove all of your opinions down someone's throats, but there also comes a point where like I feel like we both can agree that like we both like had our opinions suppressed growing up. Like we just felt like it wasn't the norm to have these kind of opinions.
Yeah.
At least for me, because I definitely grew up in a different.
Yeah, no, same here.
Yeah, I just did.
It's cancel culture, I say, is like one of the biggest issues in society today. So I think it's really important that we kind of come here and talk about this, because so many like parents and students have like asked us like, oh my gosh, how are you so like willing to come out about your conservative beliefs? Like, aren't you scared about what they're gonna say? And we've gotten to the point where we just don't care anymore. And I thought it would be kind of interesting to talk about like our stories and how we ended up in the positions that we're in. So with that, I think we should start and talk about kind of factors that kind of influenced our political beliefs. And like, how did you become conservative?
Okay, so this one's interesting because I honestly didn't really get politically involved until like a year ago, really. Like, I've always definitely been conservative. I attribute that to my parents. You know, I grew up in a you know, a good household with good Christian, you know, religious values. My dad is definitely very political, my stepmom as well. But growing up in high school and middle school especially, I always kind of had these opinions in the back of my head, just learning them from my parents, seeing why, you know, their lives have been so great because of these values. But the interesting part of it is I'm a theater kid. So I grew up middle school, high school, I still do it now, but I grew up around very, 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 very left-leaning people, you know, blue-haired it's, as I call them. So, and, you know, no shade to those people, obviously. I mean, they were...
No, some of those people are some of your best friends, right?
Well, okay, well, some of them not anymore. A lot of them, kind of hate my guts now, so thanks for that, I guess. But, I definitely still am friends with, a lot of left-leaning people, obviously. I mean, you don't have to hate someone just because they disagree with you.
Right.
So I'm still friends with them, but obviously there's some where I had to cut off because they think that I'm the devil now because I'm conservative. So I guess that's kind of where, like, it started off kind of weird because I didn't really feel like I could speak my opinions, mainly because these people that I was in, theater with obviously were very strongly opinionated. And they, every, like, 2 seconds, they were just shoving down my throat. So there came a point where I definitely was, like, starting to question where I stood on these things. But still, no matter what, I mean, thanks to my parents, thanks to my religion especially, like, I always knew exactly where I stood. Just, I didn't feel like I could speak out just because I feel like I was kind of the outlier of the situation. So, I guess, yeah, it wasn't until the recent, like, year where I've gotten pretty involved. But I think what really kind of inspired me to like be okay with like not blending in with everyone was the fact that, like, you know, we've seen in history, I think honestly studying American history, I think, has taught me why it's so important to be okay with being conservative, because I mean, I feel like we've seen so many instances in our American history where like these values have created what our nation is,
right?
Really, so supposed to be, and we've seen where it's been like so successful. So for me, I guess it was really inspiring to like look back and see everything that's happened in our history, because I mean the point of learning history is like you gotta learn what not to do. So I feel like not even just in US history, but just learning so much more about other nations, you know, the Chinese Communist Party and all of that, like we've learned so many faults and so many issues within those liberal ideologies and institutions. So I guess that's kind of my formal answer. So I mean my story is definitely gonna be different than yours, because I feel like I mean you're banned, so you're still kind of
I'm in the band too, so I'm in the band as well, so I'm definitely surrounded by very diverse culture of different political beliefs. But so yeah, very similar to Macy, I wasn't extremely involved in politics growing up. I like kind of followed the elections, but not really. I didn't really get into it until during the COVID era, which I think that's how a lot of people are. But I remember going into high school. I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, so you know, as you can imagine, you would think that it would be mostly conservative, but I would say it was pretty evenly split. But talking about politics was very frowned upon, so I think more so the liberal girls were willing to be outspoken about the politics, which is actually really surprising, and then the conservative girls were more so expected to be quiet about everything. So I kind of felt silenced in high school, and I had always been conservative. I knew I was very pro-life. I grew up in a very Catholic household, so I think that's where like it kind of stemmed from, and I always knew that that was like morally right. So yeah, it didn't really start until after high school, just because I was like genuinely afraid of cancel culture, and I didn't want to lose any of my friends, which is so stupid looking back on it now, because, you know, obviously like I loved my high school friends so much. I had a really strong, great group of girlfriends, but you know, if your friends are willing to drop you for your political beliefs, I think that
you don't want to be friends with them in
the first place. So I'm very grateful for the liberal friends that I have today, because definitely. It really shows a lot about their character. But yeah, same as Macy, like I went to college and I kind of woke up a lot more. And
see, like if I can butt in, that's kind of funny, because like I feel like college turns a lot of people very liberal, but for us it's the complete opposite. I think that's because we both have like a shared history and like, you know, these religious American values.
Right.
So it like coming to a college as liberal as St. Mary's especially has really woken us to why the Democratic Party sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And like I've told Macy this before, like my parents didn't want me to go to St. Mary's because it was so liberal and we were so aware that it was liberal. And my parents were nervous that I was gonna, you know, turn away from the church and turn away from my values, but I say this all the time, it's made me such a strong conservative Christian, and honestly it was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
100%, yeah. Because I mean it's really funny, because these days like everyone's like, oh, if you hate St. Mary so much then just transfer,
right?
But I think, well, obviously I think you and I definitely are, not only have to but are going to stay here, number one. Again, because we kind of have to, we're too late to transfer, but also I think we both kind of have a calling to be here.
Yeah.
You know, like God puts people in places for a reason. I feel like we've seen that with you and I. So I mean, I guess I saw this in my first year here, and I had a slight thought about transferring. I didn't, obviously. You know, we see why now, but
yeah. Well, like, I saw, obviously, when we got to campus, it was just crazy, and, like, I've talked about this before, but, you know, we didn't really have any opportunities to join any, like, conservative-based clubs other than the pro-life club, so that's kind of, like, that's how Macy and I met, was when I started our Turning Point chapter, which I'm so happy we did. We know so many good girls from that group, like, it's been amazing. But bringing that to campus is honestly, like, Turning Point has been the biggest outlet for us. I swear, 100%. Like, they have been the strongest, most supportive organization for us in helping the conservative voices on campus. And they've really provided us, like, a social support system. And that's kind of what, like, empowered me not to be afraid of, like, getting canceled on campus, was because there were so many people who were like-minded. And it really showed me that there were that many girls on campus who were on the same page as us. So not to plug TPUSA, but they're seriously like the best.
Seriously. I mean, what they're doing is so amazing because like I feel like they're normalizing reality again. Because yes. I feel like, especially ever since 2020 with the pandemic and people sitting in their houses bored out of their minds, like mm-hmm. people have just become so out of it. And that's why like, I'm so glad that Turning Point's like bringing young Americans especially back to reality. Because mm-hmm. it's grounding us in these principles that have formed our nation, are going to continue to form our nation, and especially teaching us all the bad values that plague places like, you know, the CCP, you know, mm-hmm. Russia, all that. So that's why I like Turning Point's been so inspiring for us as college students. So it's really cool to see that they're reaching out to high schoolers as well. So that's really yes. awesome. But college students especially, because college institutions these days are freaking crazy.
Right.
Like, every time I tell my dad about stuff happening here, like, he's like, it's also not just St. Mary's, unfortunately.
No.
Like, this is every academic institution, which I guess that begs the question, like, why are colleges so left-leaning? Because the first thing I think about is, what does my dad say? He says something about, like, those who can't do teach.
Yeah.
Especially at these smaller colleges, like, those who are out of, I feel like at these liberal small colleges especially, the professors are so out of touch, they don't have actual real world experience.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why in politics, I think it's really cool to see, like, less politicians and more like businessmen coming, because mm-hmm. they're the ones who have actual real world experience and they actually yeah. know how fiscal market works.
That's why I really like the business department, is because the majority of the professors there have had real world jobs and have ran their businesses and can really see how the economy runs. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very positive experience for me it being a business major at St. Mary's, because either the conservatives are conservative, they understand how the economy works, or they're just politically unbiased, which I really
yeah.
appreciate.
I mean, I've hardly met any people in business or like econ or finance who are liberal. It's because they actually know how policy in the world works. Whereas, you know, majors like one of mine, political science, everyone's so out of touch, they have no idea how any of that works. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's why I'm a double major in economics and political science, because I don't want to turn into one of those,
no,
you
exactly.
know? Because those are way too common these days, which is kind of scary for the future of our nation, because I mean, you know, our generation is building the next, you know, the next era
mm-hmm.
of our country, which is concerning, because there's a lot who are not very smart and very left-leaning.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have been really inspired to see the large amount who actually are conservative, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially through what we've been through, like, we've seen a lot of people
mm-hmm.
come out in support for us, which I was not expecting, which that's been really inspiring. And I guess that's kind of, for me, what has, like, helped me, you know, look past the cancel culture or whatever. Because, like, if you take, you know, the first step and you, like, really reach towards, you know, being the one to stand out, being the one to not blend in with a liberal crowd, then, like, you really can
right.
make change. And there are more people out there like you.
And if it were just, like, the two of us on campus fighting and we didn't get any support from students, it would definitely be a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And we would be taking it probably a lot more personal, but I think we are the majority.
Yes,
and
yeah.
girls are just nervous to speak out. And
unfortunately.
It's, you know, it's understandable, but it's very unfortunate. But how would you say that you kind of became more confident in your conservatism and, you know, found the confidence to, like, speak up and speak out and not worry
yeah.
about getting canceled?
So, it really happened just recently with the policy. I mean, you know, I told you, I was, as soon as I heard about it, I was, like, scared. I was like, what do I do? Who do I tell? But through the whole thing, like, it's been really, again, inspiring to see how, like, these conservative ideologies are very, very successful, because they are grounded in truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're grounded in facts. So it's shown me that with enough effort, like, and with enough perseverance, like, you can make America great again, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's gonna be very evident with the election this year especially, but, I mean, back to your question, I think it's just been very eye-opening to see how successful advocating for these ideologies can be, and will be with enough effort. And also, like, the whole cancel culture thing, like, nothing happens.
Literally,
like,
nothing happens.
People are like, you're gonna get canceled. But, like, we've been canceled, but, like, I'm still alive. I still, like,
I'm still I'm doing fine. I'm still I would have been doing last year or the year before.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, keeping in mind that my whole perspective on this whole, like, getting canceled in college thing, I'm never going to see, like, pretty much any of these people ever again after graduating, except for, you know, my close core of friends. And, you know, my close core supports me, so, you know, if people graduate and they're like, oh, I hate that Claire girl, you know, how am I ever going to know? I don't really care either. Yeah. But yeah, like Macy said, like doing your research and just truly understanding your morals and your values and like being guided and driven by those has literally given me the confidence, because I know that I'm standing in a moral ground and I know that I'm being led through Christ. And with that, that's all I need. That's enough for me.
So if you could send any message to any young Americans out there, what would you say?
I would say that, I mean, it's easier said than done, but truly not caring about what others think about you, and it sounds so cheesy, and we've said it a million times, but you need to understand that literally it's not going to affect you if you speak up and you speak out. And also, I think it's really important to start smaller groups and things and, like, clubs on campus, because you will soon realize that there are many, many other individuals who are just like you and who have the same morals and values as you.
Yeah, and I think, like, it's also super important, all the work, again, that Turning Point's doing, College Republicans, Will Donahue especially, all these groups that are coming together and joining all these people on these shared values is super, super inspiring. And like I said, like, it's super cool to see, like, high school and even, like, middle school efforts show up especially. So I think that it's just super important for, again, especially with our generation being the next generation to shape the future of our nation with the election coming up. Like, it's super important for people to get involved, because I know people are like, oh, I'm not political, like, I don't want to speak up or out too much, but, like, I think it is really important for people who are conservative but the more quiet kind to still be brave, you know, a few times. Try it out. Like, it's not gonna hurt you, you're gonna be okay. If anything, I mean, great things are gonna come from it, because, you know, we say that we're the majority, but there are a lot of people who are, we're kind of the silent majority. Yes, so there's a lot of people who are scared to speak out. But I guess our message to all those girls here at St. Mary's and everywhere is that, like, you're going to be okay. Like, I dare you to try to speak up, speak out about what you believe, because, I mean, like we've said 1,000 times, and we've done it, and we've been able to, you know, bring a lot of positive change, and we're going to continue to do that. So.
And even if you're not on, the front lines of everything, guiding the pack for the fight, I think that even the smaller steps that you take, just getting involved and taking action on a smaller scale is really important, because, you know, it's a domino effect, and bringing your friends and getting them involved too, you know, start small. It's the grassroots that really takes over, is what I've seen.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we've done a lot of yapping. Let's wrap it up. Yeah, so I guess it's kind of our call to action to more young Americans out there. So if you're a young American who actually likes America and wants your future to be bright, then welcome to the Republican Party.
And if you're a St. Mary's student who wants to get involved, you know how to reach out to Macy and I. We would love to have a chat with you. Get involved so we can take on the fight at St. Mary's and on the larger scale, hopefully, too.
Yeah. And speaking of, we're always welcome to having guests here. So I know we said, especially those who disagree with us, like, please come on here. We will have a mature conversation. We haven't had many people reach out, so
we do have a couple.
We do have a couple coming up. Yeah, look forward to that. So that'll be coming soon. But again, we're always welcome to anyone and everyone. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I promise we are. We're not too mean to people.
I mean, Macy's a little bit mean.
Okay, well.
I'm just kidding.
Me.
Okay.
Okay, all that's right. All. Bye.
Thank you for watching. Bye.